Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 21st, 1975, Barbadians learned that the 2.5-year-old electronics firm General Dynamics had gone out of business. The company, which had been established in September 1972 with a workforce of 400, ceased work in March 1975. The general manager, Mr. Fritz Newman, stated that closure was caused by worldwide economic conditions and that the manufacturing equipment had been shipped back to the United States. The closure of General Dynamics drew a strong reaction from the General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Mr. Frank Walcott. He asserted that there needed to be a clear direction about incentives given to new industries, since it appeared that too many new industries were attracted to the island on the expectation of low-cost labor, rather than out of any desire to contribute to the island's industrial development. Consequently, a number of industrial companies had reduced their production staff in recent months, leading to concern about whether government's policy on incentives for foreign businesses was justified. The matter of incentives given to new industries arose during the 1950s in recognition of the need to broaden the base of economic activity on the island. This industrial initiative was championed by Winter Crawford, newspaper editor, founder of the Congress Party, cabinet minister, and Barbadian politician between the 1940s and 1965. Crawford's philosophy was that incentives would attract foreign and local investment in order to stimulate manufacturing. This incentive policy would generate foreign exchange, create employment, and promote the use of local raw materials. Between 1958 and 1974, a suite of incentive legislation was passed to promote manufacturing. These pieces of legislation provided for tax holidays on 5 to 10 years of profits, tax holidays on dividends and interest payments, duty-free concessions on raw materials, machinery and equipment, and the provision of factory space. The government also created the Barbados Development Board to provide administrative support for the implementation of the various pieces of legislation. Hence, this entity identified potential investors and facilitated their entry into the local arena. It also disbursed business loans, and by 1967, it had disbursed 89 loans, totaling $3.2 million EC dollars, distributed in the fields of manufacturing, agriculture, and hotel operations.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.